Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, four different colorways to choose from, and three noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms apply. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard. We're sorry. This episode has a high-pitched buzz noise that Daniel was unable to figure out.
So rude.
I love it.
Thanks. Great. Swell.
I have so much funny shit to talk to you about, I don't even know where to begin.
I got a lot of shit to talk to you guys about, too.
I'm built up.
All right, so I'm going to start then, and then you can get into it.
How come you get to start? Why don't we rock,
paper,
scissors?
Because I always start it
off. Let's rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, God.
Okay, ready?
Daniel, play referee.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I was scissors.
Rock,
both scissors.
Paper, scissors, shoot.
I covered that shit in my paper.
Oh, no, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit.
I covered that shit.
Go ahead, you go first, because mine's probably going to be a downer. Go ahead.
Why are you going to be a downer? I'm in such a good mood.
I don't got. You
look
go
outside.
First.
It's so beautiful out. Look at
it
this day.
Nice.
Look at the sun, man. This is why you live in LA. Look at that sun on the orange tree.
I am excited for what this afternoon has in store for my
first
family.
Of all, yes. Listen, this is a very funny episode. Let me just say that right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And I usually don't watch these. Scrubs is a good thing to watch first thing in the morning. I got to tell you, because I woke up, I'm a little grumpy, I had my coffee. And then, but normally we, other thing, I usually watch right before we record, but today I was busy, so I had to make sure I watched first thing in the morning. I'm sitting there cracking up. It is funny, this episode, dude.
This was a very funny episode.
I mean, joke. It's like a barrage of jokes.
A lot of jokes that if you missed it, guess what? You missed it, and you have to kind of go back and listen again.
This is a very, jokey. Some episodes are more jokey than others, and this one's like, and I was cracking up at every single one. I wanted to tell you that Disney made me take down this picture I posted of Cheaper by the Dozen, because I guess I wasn't supposed to post it.
That was such a cute picture.
I know, and it's such a cute
picture. You got freaking, oh, shit, they hit you with the dude. Now you know you signed a confidentiality agreement.
Well, I didn't think they'd care, because we rap tomorrow. It's exciting. We rap tomorrow after 2 months, and I took a selfie of all of us, and I understand they don't want pictures out yet, but I did it. Anyway, the funny thing is all my DMs, every single person thinks they have an original joke. They all have the exact same joke. Why are you with all of Donald's kids?
Boom. God damn.
And then your wife hit me up. Never fails.
And then your wife hit me up. She's like, why are you hanging out with other biracial children?
Oh my God.
And that was one funny thing I wanted to tell you. And then the other thing is I can't tell you enough, everyone, listener, you have to watch this special, Bo Burnham's special, Inside. Did you watch it? Yeah.
I have not watched it yet. Another thing I'm slow on.
Listen, if you like my recommendations, I assume some of you do. This is one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. This man is so talented. And I think I mentioned it before, but he did it over the course of the pandemic. He shot himself doing his material, which is mostly comedic songs. Donald, you would love it, in one room. And he shot it himself. He lit it himself. He edited it. He wrote all the music. And at some points it's funny, and at other points it's heartbreaking. And it's just a beautiful piece of art. And I wish I was as talented as he is. It's on Netflix. Please check it out. Daniel, you will absolutely love it.
What does Josh always say? No envy, no fear. Don't be envious.
I have envy.
You have a completely different set of tools that you use.
I know,
and
but let me put it this way. I'm sure there are guys who are riding the bench and they're watching LeBron play.
Right.
And they go, okay, I'm in the NBA. I'm decent. I made it to the NBA. I'm on the team. And then they watch LeBron and they're like, fuck. That's sometimes how I feel when I see great artists who do a similar thing to me do what they do. I go, fuck, I think I'm decent. I don't know if I'm that good.
Well, dude, just think about me, man. Just think about me. My whole life, all I've ever wanted to be was in a Star Wars or a fucking Marvel movie. And look at all of these African-American actors that are crushing it
right.
in Star Wars and in Marvel movies. And you know whose name never comes up? And I know this because I always ask my agent, well, what did they say about me? And he's always like, they didn't.
What a dick.
Damn.
What a dick.
He keeps it real with me.
But I mean, even John Boyega might be like, oh my God, Donald Faison's been in like multiple fucking
And John Boyega's like, but I am in Star Wars. And he's
right.
Always
I'm just saying, okay, when you use that analogy, I go, the grass is always greener. I mean, you've been in Clueless.
The grass, you can't get any greener than Star Wars, bro. It can't get any greener.
Well, you still have time, right? You got, 45 years left? You're fine.
That being said, I have some news.
Go ahead.
I tried. It would be an ass baby, too.
Oh,
I tried.
I would cuddle your ass baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Daniel, right, so that's something I need on the soundboard, by the way. Joelle going, oh, my goodness.
I got it right there. Got it right there.
So, look, I tried really, really, really hard to stick to this plant-based diet.
Oh, you've already given up?
I haven't necessarily given up, but it's not doing well on my gut like it does for everybody else. So much so that I went to a doctor and complained and had to get an ultrasound of my stomach because I was having issues with digesting some of this food. Turns out, everything's fine, so people don't worry.
But let's also we need to tell the audience that Donald is a bit of a hypochondriac in that, and your wife told me this the other day, and you acknowledged it when you were over at my house,
yes,
that Donald can have a mosquito bite and be like, I have cancer.
Yes. That is me.
We need to rush to the emergency room because I have an itchy cancer
I like to stay on top of things. You know what I mean? Right. Or at least I like
but
to
But you always go to the extreme.
Absolutely.
Okay. Can I gift you a month of food that's prepared for you from a brand like, let's say, Kushi?
Absolutely.
And what they do is they deliver a little cooler outside your door, and there's a fresh lunch and dinner in the cooler every morning.
Yes.
And before you run to the emergency room, it might be that you just aren't having it's hard to prepare stuff like that without any knowledge. And if I gift you this, let's say I'll give you a month of it and you can see if you like the food.
Okay, I'm down.
There
I'm
you go.
Down
that's,
to try
your, that's your Hanukkah present early.
Thank you, Uncle Zach. That being said, last night, the wife and I and a few of our friends went to Salt Bay.
Oh.
That's the story. You really want that was all a lead up to say that you went to a steak restaurant.
Let me tell you something right now. I forgot how good steak tastes.
It's good.
It's pretty tasty.
Yeah.
We didn't get the gold meat.
I would hope not.
No, we didn't get that. And also Salt Bay wasn't there. So it was like
Okay. Did someone still come do his signature move?
Somebody came and did the Salt Bae move and did, and then even did the noise to the camera that we all had out. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it was like, hold up, I'm getting the...
It's so cheesy, though. I mean, when you zoom out, it's so cheesy. You all had your cameras out while he did
Salt Bae. I didn't have my camera out. Are you kidding me?
You all had your cameras out while Salt Bae's fucking understudy did his Salt move? That's so embarrassing.
Not an understudy.
It was his understudy. Joel, call it what it is. It was his understudy was there.
You had fucking Salt Bae's understudy, and you're all like, let me get my camera.
Anyway, that being said, you know, my stomach was fine after I ate the meat. And
that's when I watched Cowspiracy to, no, see, to you're just fucking equal it out.
I'm not going to go down that
rabbit hole.
I'm
just asking you to watch Cowspiracy now that you've had some meat.
I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
All right, let's get into it.
But hold on, before we go any further, I just want to say I am still sticking to my plan in eating healthier and eating a lot less meat. But that is probably one time in a few months that I'm going to eat.
Oh, I know what I want to tell you. The other thing that my DMs blew up with, I posted that picture of you, grilling at my house on Memorial Day. And I thought you looked great, obviously, but all the DMs were like, damn, Donald. Oh, junk. Man. Donald looks great. Donald cut weight. Swole. All this stuff.
Okay, well, I'll say this. It looks like it, but I've only lost about 10 to maybe 12 pounds of weight.
Well, that's noticeable, especially in your head.
Yeah, that's where you're seeing most of it. The
and
weight's
your gut,
gone there.
Because you went full, like, you know, you had a, well, I was, you went full, that was you bloated. Went full rerun for a second.
I was bloated. Yo, dude, I was eating very unhealthy. Yeah. Very, very,
well, you look good.
Very
I'm just
unhealthy.
Telling you that the random assortment of lovely people that slid into my DMs only wanted to talk about that you looked like a DILF.
And I love them for that. I love them. I love being a dad somebody wants to fuck.
Okay. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of dogs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's a story.
Daniel has something he wants to add in to the food conversation.
That's
Daniel,
what I'm talking about.
That is what I'm talking about. Wu-Tang
do
forever.
Or do not.
There is no try.
No try.
Go ahead, Daniel.
All I wanted to add was that, you know, since I moved in with my wonderful girlfriend, Stephanie, who I love very much.
Hi, Stephanie.
We have, you know, I have changed my diet significantly.
I can tell you're skinnier.
I appreciate that. But, you know, I think about the three R's. Reduce, reuse, recycle. And the main one I want to talk about is reduce. I'm just saying it briefly, is that sometimes it feels like it's an all or nothing when it comes to treating your body healthier. It's like you have to cut this entirely. You have to cut that entirely. And I have found that just reducing my going out to once a week or once every 2 weeks, cooking at home more and reducing the amount of like prepackaged foods and just like eating whole foods, that has made a significant like improvement to my diet and my overall health. And so while, you know, I'm just saying when it comes to these things, like I don't want to eat meat anymore. I totally get that. And I totally get that the entire, like, you know, meat industry is like on the whole really fucking evil. That said, if you want to have a steak every once in a while, taking your time down from like 4 times a month to once a month, that's a huge reduction for you on its own.
My
and
dude,
I just
was,
and I think
of course,
I,
but Daniel,
and I think that's important. I'm just saying,
Daniel,
I think
you're not. Oh, that, I totally agree with you.
Sure,
but I think when you go down the rabbit hole of factory farming,
yeah,
it's hard for me to ever go back.
I totally get it. And you know what?
I'm not saying if you want to go kill a deer in the woods and eat venison, that's not
totally
what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the whole factory, big agriculture farming business.
And I know that this is a privilege in its own way, but every Sunday, me and Stephanie, we go to the Hollywood Farmers Market over on Ivar, right next to where Amoeba Music used to be, RIP. And we only buy meat from this sustainable farm, where sometimes we'll go and they're like, we don't have any pork products this week because we're reducing how many, you know, pigs we're slaughtering. It's like they deliver food in a way that is still sustainable to their farm. And I know, again, it's like, this is such a small drop in the bucket of the entire world of factory farming. But there was something about hearing these people be like, we don't have that this week. not because we're sold out, but because we are actively reducing the amount that we offer this product to keep our farm sustainable. Like, that to me is a practice that is a lot more helpful to the earth in general. So I just think, you know, being thinking about it sustainably rather than a one or zero binary about how you eat food, I think will help your mindset when it comes to being healthier in general. It doesn't need to be all or nothing. It's if you just change your perspective to it. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, I totally
Zach, hear you. I love you. Zach, I love you.
Okay, Casey, calm down. We're trying to do a show.
hey. That's all I had to say.
Hey.
It was lovely to have you over my home for Memorial Day. I love
that
your family.
That was such a great, it was a treat to see Carrie Brothers and his wife. And
your kids are adorable. Amanda Klutz, your little girl jumping rope. Wilder was showing off for Amanda Klutz what a good jump roper she's become. And she's really good, dude.
She's gotten really
good.
She
was doing tricks.
Yeah, you know, she's like, my daughter's one of those girls that, one of those humans. I don't want to put anything on it, but she's one of those humans that goes out there. And if she really wants to do something, she's not going to quit until she gets it done. And that's a quality that when I watch it, I'm like, where did she get that from? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I think she must have got this from her mother because I'm not this hardcore into it. And then I think about my animation and stuff like that and how I started from, you know, not knowing how to do it and how I'm getting all right. I'm getting better now. And like this girl, when it comes to anything, hula hoop, jumping rope, swimming, basketball, base, whatever it is, if she really wants to do it, she's going to put 100% into it. And it's really refreshing to see. Rocco has just started. You know, we talked about this whole leadership thing and everything. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to brag about my kids. We talked about this whole leadership thing. And it really is starting to come through with, you know what I mean? Just with that little pep talk. I'm noticing it in everything now, in how he talks to his friends and how he, you know what I mean? Like they were doing a scrimmage the other day and they were losing. And, they scored and then they scored again. And without the coach saying anything, the coach said 2 minutes left. Rocco goes, guys, we don't have to score anymore. We just have to stop them from scoring.
Wow.
And he said this like a bunch of times. He was like, everybody play defense. And it just blew me away that this kid had the know-it-all to freaking be like, all right, I understand the situation. I'm going to lead us to victory. Instead of them not scoring again, Rocco kicks another goal. He gets an opportunity and he kicks another goal to win the game. And it was like, wow, dude, you know.
Can I come to a game? I want to come to a game.
He has a game on Saturday. If you want to come to a game and you're
Where
not working.
It? If it's not too far, I'll come.
It's never too far. It's always in the the Los Angeles area.
Is there any sort of, halftime show?
Yeah, I do a show where I put on a bikini.
I don't know much about non-professional sports.
Dude, happy pride, first of all, guys. Happy motherfucking pride.
Amen. Happy pride to all those who celebrate pride. I bust out my pride Nikes.
Love them.
Nice.
They're beautiful.
They have not only a rainbow but also sparkles.
All right.
They're fire.
Beautiful.
Hooch is back.
Not only is Hooch back, but Turner has arrived.
Now, Turner is Tom Hanks' actual brother.
Yes.
You can tell even more so than in how he looks, but in his voice. He has the exact same voice.
They kind of sound alike, yes.
And I think, didn't we learn that there's certain things that Tom Hanks doesn't have time to do that he does? Like, you know?
Oh, he does the, that's cool.
No, I think for certain, like, Tom Hanks might do, like, obviously, he's going to do Toy Story movies, but if it's like Toy Story or the audiobook, he like hands it off to his brother.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, I remember hearing that at the time.
I did not know that.
I don't know if that's 100% true. That's what I remember hearing back in the day.
I
wouldn't be surprised because he sounds. Oh, Joel can Google it. I don't even know. It might be top secret. Maybe I just spilled the beans. But he does sound exactly like him.
They do.
I have never seen Turner and Hooch.
Neither have I. I know it's about a dog and Tom Hanks.
It's Tom Hanks and a big dog.
Yeah, that's all.
I've never been a fan of movies about a guy and a dog.
Me either.
I just never tuned into any of them. You name a movie about a guy and a dog, I've never seen it.
Yes, same here.
James Matthew Hanks Wikipedia page says that he does do voiceover work for his older brother, Tom Hanks, most notably for Sheriff Woody on Talking Toys and Video Games.
There you go. Video games.
That's pretty cool.
So if you're listening to those video games going, oh my God, it's Tom Hanks. It's not.
I'm literally trying to think of a movie about a guy and a dog that I watched, and I was
I've
like,
never seen a movie about a guy and a dog. I've never saw any person, any movie that's like a guy and an animal, like the
BJ and the Bear or something.
The dog
like that.
Sledding yeah. movie with what's
right.
his name?
Right.
Snow Dogs?
Snow Dogs.
With Cuba.
I never saw that. What was the Clint Eastwood and the Monkey one? I never saw
isn't
that.
Isn't that BJ and the Bear?
You never
or
saw Marley
like
and Me?
I never saw Marley.
I couldn't understand why everybody was crying. I was like, okay,
was,
man.
Is geez, a dog,
there it is.
It's the whole life of the dog and its whole
oh,
life.
Oh, wait, I take it back. When I was a kid.
The dog. It's beautiful.
I take it back. When I was a kid, I did see Sounder, the black O'Yella.
Black O'Yella. What's the name of the movie with the orangutan and Clint Eastwood?
BJ and the Bear.
No, it would be a bear, not a monkey.
No, the bear is Clint Eastwood and BJ's the monkey or some shit like that.
I thought it had a better title than that.
When they're in a truck or something like
that,
right?
Truckers. Yeah, they're truckers. Is the orangutan? Is the orangutan a trucker?
I don't know. I don't
is
understand.
Every Which Way But Loose?
No. Which Way But Loose? Every Which Way But Loose, yeah.
Those are the images I'm seeing here.
What is
they're
BJ
in a truck with an orangutan.
What is BJ and the Bear then? I want to type that in.
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a movie with a person and a dog as the star. I didn't see the most recent Harrison Ford one.
Yeah, BJ and the Bear is the same type of thing. It's with somebody else and a monkey.
What the hell is that?
And it's got all of the same things. It's got,
is
you know,
Clint Eastwood?
Like,
Clint Eastwood? No way Clint Eastwood did two monkeys.
Greg Avigian?
It was a television show. BJ and the Bear was a television show. And it had all of the fixins, like, you know, the cop that looks like Jackie Gleason, the hot blonde girl, and then the dude in the truck with the monkey.
Okay.
But it aired on NBC from February 10th, 1979 to May 9th, 1981. BJ and the Bear, created by somebody.
We should talk about Scrubs because we don't have that much time. But
maybe that's what we should do, a rewatch of BJ and the Bear.
I just think it's funny
that I found a genre that none of us have ever seen. Person and animal. the CGI animals that are starting to take over, I think, are so weird. They don't look right.
Big thumbs down from me.
You know,
really?
I saw Cruella, and I thought the CGI animals looked weird.
What did you think of Cruella? Is it good?
I don't want to talk about it on the air. We'll talk about it privately.
I did not see Cruella, but all I can say is they did not need to remake Lion King like that. Despite the soundtrack being incredible, all of those like emotionless CGI animals to try and recreate the emotion you got from the original Disney movie was a waste of VFX money, in my personal opinion.
I got to say that when I was on set the other day with my friend, the Rottweiler, I said, when he wasn't doing what he was supposed to, I was like, you know, nowadays, these are starting to become CGI dogs. And the trainer was like, and I was like, sorry.
Oh,
but
no.
And that was when the dog bit your ass, too.
The dog was not doing what it was supposed to, and I was like, haven't we learned a lesson about this? All right, so this was very funny. I don't even know.
I didn't understand why everybody hates Turk and JD in the beginning. Like, we're walking down the hall trying to give high fives to people, and they're getting
dissed.
Well,
because we think we are king shit at the hospital, right? We are so feeling ourselves at this point, and we have all these jokes, and we think we're the cool kids. And we have done so much. I mean, we put so much effort into just getting Turner and Hooch on the same surgical procedure. We've really gone out of our way just to be able to say Turner and Hooch and then fold our arms and put our backs to each
back
other.
To back. Like we planned. I don't get these two. They plan so well. Yeah. They're so strategic in just getting, just to have that one moment where they can go Turner and Hooch and go back to back.
And so Hooch is already sick of this shit. And he's like, everybody hates you guys, which is a really harsh thing to say, Hooch. But he knows how to cut us where it hurts because we really want to be liked.
But then we're like, Hooch is crazy.
Yeah. So then we cut to you and Carla in therapy. Now, this shit was hilarious. Carla reveals that you cry after you orgasm.
Yeah. And right away we freaking We call that joke back.
I know. It's so funny. But I have to say that I remember a line, I guess it's in a different episode, where I go, there's no shame in crime axing. Now, I don't know how that line is not in this episode, but I guess you're crying after orgasming comes back up, because I do at one point say there's no shame in crime axing.
Right. But it happens right away, dude. It's like we come out of the on-call room and you go, why are you crying? I go, no reason.
Yeah. And that is so funny.
It's just so that joke pays off that I cry after I bust. That Turk cries bust. After he busts.
Oh my God. After he busts.
After he That's what I'm talking about.
Listen, how about when I've announced that I'm going to move out and I'm consoling a couple. I'm consoling a couple who's just lost their father. And I say, was he lucky enough to enjoy a washer and dryer in his while he was alive in his unit?
Yeah.
And then any mention of any hot neighbors?
Neighbors, yeah.
JD is such a dick sometimes.
Yeah, well, this is why they're not liked in the hospital, I'm guessing.
Okay, now how about Sam hitting his fucking bike on the entryway door? That
hilarious.
Was so funny. And then he got tangled up in the frame.
Yeah.
Yes. Sam had a lot of funny physical comedy in this one, but that one was amazing. He just fucking nails the door and then falls back, I guess, onto a mat that you can't see because he gets tangled in the frame. That shit was so funny.
Elliot's getting anxious. I didn't realize that she was.
She's horny. She's not anxious. She's horny.
She could fuck JD, can't she?
No, they're done. They're friends. They're finally back to like copacetic.
Okay.
And she wants the D.
I'm just saying they're both single. If she wants the D, she knows where to look.
Dude, she's on the hunt for D. Do you see what she does to the hot blonde chick that tries to meet? The guest star? What's
her name? she tells her that her mom died.
Yeah, she says, oh, it's Jake, and it's played by Josh Randall, who was very good, by the way.
Excellent.
And Josh Randall did a very funny job. But Josh Randall walks in, and then right before Sarah can even talk to him, the other woman comes in, and she's like, I got this. And the woman's like, I'm good. And she goes, your mom's dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
The woman runs off crying.
Yes.
That's how much Elliot is ready for some D.
Elliot wants that D.
Elliot wants Randall D.
My kids are on their way home right now, and they're crying because it was the last day of school.
Oh, Casey just told you that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That means they love school, which is a good
sign.
They
do love school. Crying. Anyway.
What about when Todd goes, nurse, suction? And she goes,
there's nobody.
Patient's
not
even here yet. And he goes, I know.
I know. How is he not fired? How does he not get fired? How does he not get fired?
I don't know. And I guess you can't do that joke anymore, but it is funny. Come on. That's fucking funny.
I thought it was funny too. Hey, speaking of funny, Scott Harris wants to come on the show after he heard about, he said he needs to defend himself. He says him getting hurt on set, I guess, is defensible. And I'm not
sure Scott Harris just wants to come on the podcast, because a lot of people want to come on the podcast. Someone told me that someone wrote in my DMs that they walk around the house singing Charles Papert, all balls and no shaft. And I think it's so funny that they don't know Charles Papert.
Oh boy.
They've never met Charles Papert and they're walking around singing that in their house.
He's so proud of that song, dude. I told you what he did. Yeah, he's
really?
So proud of it. I went
proud?
To work.
Well,
and
he's
he
proud
was,
to have a song, you know.
I went
we
to
have
work
no idea if he's all balls no shaft.
Dude, I went to work and he was there and he was like, there he is, guys. Donald, do it. And I was like, what? He's like, sing them the song. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
He's
like,
proud
come
to
on,
have a song.
Sing them the song, bud. And I was like, Charles Papert, all balls and no shaft. And he's like, see, I told you there was a song. He was so happy about it.
Oh. Well, there you go. There you go. By the way, how about our caller last week? That was insane. I can't get them out of my mind.
Dude, I loved it.
It was such funny, cringy radio, but I just can't stop thinking about that poor guy and how, I don't know, I came away thinking bad for him.
Well, you
feeling
know,
bad for him.
Well, you know, he seemed to be very happy in his relationship.
He didn't seem to mind it.
No.
But you know what? What I didn't ask is, or didn't get into, the next time they're on, I want to get into like, maybe you're turned on by this. Maybe, you know, some people are turned on by by this, and maybe he's one of them.
Maybe.
Because it just seems like there's a missing piece, no?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like the fact that he was all right with it and that the dude still comes over, you know.
Yeah, but there are dudes and gals who get turned on by seeing their partner have sex with a friend.
Totally.
Can I have to ask you a question?
Why are you changing the subject? I'm not going to pitch this to you and Casey.
Oh, my.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
I just didn't understand why JD is such a moron. Like, JD's a moron, dude.
Subject
in this
change.
Entire episode,
yeah.
JD's a moron. You could dance your way from Old Zealand to
that
New
was
Zealand.
Funny.
It was funny, but he doesn't know geography.
But by the way, I don't know geography either. I got to say, the American public school system, at least in the state of New Jersey, I think we spent 2 weeks on geography. I don't know geography at all.
Dude, you went to Northwestern, Harvard,
well,
of the
didn't,
Midwest.
Guess what?
How is that possible?
You don't take geography at Northwestern? I mean, I suppose you could, but I didn't. It never comes up. I really, if you gave me an empty map of the United States, would you legit know where every state goes?
No, not every state, but.
Daniel, would you?
All right. Are the state lines drawn out?
Yeah.
Like, of just course.
Yeah.
I think I could get over 40 for sure.
Yeah.
Over 40.
Easy. Oh, I could probably get 40. Yeah. I don't know if I'd get 50.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, that's
you know
a
where
lot.
It gets
that's
really
80%.
But isn't that horrible? I mean, how is that possible? That's
because
our public school system.
Have you been to every state in America?
No, but I feel like at 46, Daniel has. I feel like at
46. Daniel, you've been to every state in America?
I DJed for 10 years, Donald. I've been to every state in the United States, yeah.
He's like, I've done MDMA in every state.
Wow. Okay, we'll knock that down a few states, but sure.
I know where New Zealand is. I certainly am not good with my European, South American, Central
I know
American
Italy.
Geography.
I know Italy. I know
Italy's
Asia.
The boot.
I know Asia. I sometimes get Asia and the USSR kind of confused because they're connected. There's no even well, what, not even a USSR anymore.
Well, one's a continent.
Oh my goodness.
I guarantee you all four of us would be humbled and embarrassed if we were given a world map with empty countries and just said go for as
many
as you can.
Oh Jesus.
There's no way.
Now meanwhile in other countries they're like speaking four languages. You know, we suck. But anyway.
Todd did amateur porn.
Oh my God. That was so funny. I wrote that down. Hold on. Let me write the words. He goes, you're in therapy, and he goes, Todd says, I don't know how you do it. Make love with your lady while some old dude is filming you? And you go, Todd, that's not couples therapy. And he goes, then what did I do? And you go, you did amateur porn.
He goes,
and he
cool.
goes, sweet. He goes, sweet. Yeah. You're jumping all around. You got to go back.
Sorry,
bud.
Okay.
Sorry. The thing is, I laughed so much. I wrote so much shit down. It's like two shows worth of laughter. We'll be right back after these words.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
You know that feeling when you just have something you need to get off your chest? It's like a rain cloud following you around in your life.
People all carry around different stressors, big and small. Everyone has stress, but we all handle it differently.
When you keep your emotions bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
We talk all the time about how much therapy has benefited us.
Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced a major life trauma. Therapy can help everyone with daily challenges with friends, family, and other relationships.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should start with BetterHelp.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends. Have you tried the new Target Circle? It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. And try the new Target Circle 360. It's for the VIP Target shoppers. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
And we're back.
We're back.
You know, we should translate this show, Joel, into Russian.
Okay.
Here's why.
Why?
Scrubs is huge in Russia. I don't know if you knew that.
Is iHeart huge in Russia?
No, but maybe they have an affiliate. And here's the thing. The percentage of them that are fluent in English, I think, is, I infer, is lower than other countries where we are popular, like Germany or
Australia
or Italy. But my point is, I know we have so many Russian fans that would love to listen to this, but they don't speak English. Anyway, just an idea, Joelle.
I will investigate. I know we can do a transcription of it.
No, I just wonder. I don't know how you do it. I guess you'd have to
hire somebody to hire
Russians. But that's what they do with Scrubs, obviously. When any show,
Well, I hope they get the same guy that does my voice on the show to do
they
my
do.
Voice.
They do. You know that in every country, I don't know if we've mentioned this, in every country, once you're assigned, once you become a known actor, you're sort of assigned a voice that's always you.
Well, I truly hope that I'm getting that guy some work.
Yeah.
Word up.
Why did I laugh so hard at the Brown Hulk?
That was hilarious.
I know, but why did I laugh so hard? That shit had me rolling for some reason. Like, I was rolling.
You don't realize that you're punching me because you're still mad about the kiss. So you're just destroying my arm. And I'm like, yeah. Ow, you're like Brown Hulk. So
that's funny.
Now, listen, I get every cotton ball in the entire hospital in this fantasy to make this woman comfortable. I thought this was a funny plot line. She's nearing the end of her life and trying to decide what to do, but she can't remember that JD is her doctor, and she just wants her handsome neighbor to decide. And it's got to the point of like, we're going to make you comfortable. What does that even mean? And then they cut to her in a room full of cotton balls.
I imagine that would be comfortable.
It would be nice. Probably not as nice as morphine, but...
Right,
but
morphine's probably better.
Morphine would be better than
I worked
balls.
With the young lady that played Betty. She did... she was in a lot of things, actually, but... We did Clueless together back in the day, and she played a nurse. It was just really interesting that, you know,
Ellen Albertini is her name.
Yeah. Wasn't
she did a great job.
Wasn't she also in an Adam Sandler movie?
I don't know. But David Feinberg.
The Wedding Singer.
David Feinberg wrote this. It's another example, like the episode before, of it not being one of the regular writers in the writer's room. And they farmed this one out to a man named David Feinberg, who neither of us have ever met. And it was directed by the legendary TV comedy director Ken Whittingham.
I love it. I love when Ken directs.
So, yeah, I say the four-hour trip to New Zealand, and you don't even know where New Zealand is. And I say you can dance your way there from Old Zealand, which is the dumbest fucking joke, but I laugh.
Tell me, dude. But after the dude decides, you know, for the lady, her brother comes and sues him. Did you notice at the act break, he's walking back into frame?
Who?
Accidentally? The dude who played the brother.
Oh,
if you look at it, he walks out, and then with your ad lib, when your ad lib is going, he's, I guess maybe they said cut, and you still ad lib.
He probably thought
the
scene was over, and I was riffing, and he came back.
And he's walking back into frame.
Well, maybe the character had more to say. How about, oh my God, this was so funny. When the janitor comes in holding an old woman to try and get Elliot's attention. And he goes, Elliot, my neighbor fainted too. And she's like, hey, man, I thought we were over this. And he goes, yeah, sorry, it's worth a try. And he goes, well, we'll put her back in her room. He goes, she's not a patient. I got her at the mall. And he goes, I better get you back to the food court. Your husband's probably about to come too by now, which means he knocked out her husband.
Yeah. Yes.
With a bat, because he's walking around.
With a bat the whole episode.
The janitor's insane this episode. He's collected rats.
From the roof.
And he puts a dead one in the bag amongst all the living ones.
So they all know.
So that all the living ones know that they should toe the line. Or they're going to get killed by him.
Right.
And they all escape the bag and run rampant through the hospital.
Yes.
And he starts chasing them all around.
With a pink metal bat. Or a
an aluminum bat.
Yeah.
Elliot has a VO in the middle of nowhere in this episode. I forgot that sometimes Bill just gives the VO to someone who's not voiceovering that episode.
She even did the look away.
Yeah.
Like JD.
Yeah.
To remember what Cox told her about ignoring boys.
Yeah. By the way, it works instantly. The second Cox is like, you're playing it wrong. Just ignore him and he'll like you. She ignores him for 2 seconds and then he's like, she's cute.
I've laughed so hard at freaking the janitor. They're smart, they're organized, and they've got my keys. That shit made me laugh so hard. They're smart,
my gosh, that was funny.
They're organized, and they've got my keys.
Oh my God, I laughed so hard at that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to get, what is this? Here's my, this was so funny. So then Sam comes to be the Josh Randall's character's lawyer. And he goes, here's my card. And he goes, this is a post-it. And he goes, I don't get real cards until I win a case. And then he reads the post-it and it says, buy groceries, kill self.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Another dark joke.
Dark joke.
Sorry, guys. It was a long time ago.
I laughed at Mustache Sunday. And then me walking up, I thought Mustache Sunday was on, I thought it was next week. And you go, I didn't do this, freaking Kelso did it. Wait a second, you invited Kelso to Mustache Sunday?
We have so many games.
Yeah, so many.
What do you think Mustache Sunday is? We draw mustaches on each other?
Yeah. Yeah. And we think really, really hard all week of what type of stash the other person should have for Mustache Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we probably go to restaurants and order fancy drinks and shit like that.
Yes, with our fancy mustaches.
Yes.
They're smart, they're organized, and they've got my keys.
My keys. That made me laugh so hard, man.
The rat stole his keys, Joel.
Yeah.
Is the caller here,
Yeah,
Joel?
We should probably go to break
caller
and bring the
here.
Caller in.
All right, we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back with a really fun caller. We promise you it's not about wife swapping.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Have you tried the new Target Circle? It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. And try the new Target Circle 360. It's for the VIP Target shoppers. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back.
We're back. And so is the high-pitched thing that Daniel is worried about.
High-pitched noise that Daniel can't get rid of. That Donald can't get rid of. All right, let's play the song, Daniel.
We got a caller who gave us a holler. We can talk Star Wars or sing show tunes, you know, like a baller. Smoke some jazz cabbage. Maybe talk about the episode. So come on, Joel, let's get the show on.
I love that song, dude.
I love it. Great song. Great it's song. Not as good as high-pitched noise that Daniel can't get rid of.
Let's bring him in.
Say hi to Salvador Cruz.
Salvador Cruz!
Hi, Salvador.
Hi.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm very nervous.
Don't be nervous. It's just Joel and Daniel.
It's just Joel and Daniel. That's all.
And the biggest sitcom ever.
Yes, that's true. It is the biggest sitcom ever. Yes.
Okay, bigger than Friends, Cheers, yes. The Cosby Show.
Yes, in our
bigger
minds,
than all
Donald.
Of those.
At least in the 2000s, you're the biggest.
And I agree with
Salvador,
you
100%. Salvador, where are you calling us from?
I'm from Mexico.
Oh,
Mexico
right
in the house.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome, sir. We're very glad you're here, and we're honored you joined us. Do you have a question for us? Anything we can answer?
I do. First, I want to say a little about me. I'm an English teacher. I was an ESL teacher, English as a second language teacher. So when I was studying university, I decided to become a teacher because I said, like, I really want to help people. Back in 2005, 2006, I was in high school, and Scrubs was the biggest thing on television in the United States, not in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So I had to use internet to watch Scrubs illegally. And the dynamic between JD and Dr. Cox, teacher, student, father, son, friend. It's like an amazing thing. And I want to say, like, thank you so much for that relationship. That helped me being a teacher and being like, I want to be like Zach, caring so much. And I want to be like Cox, caring so much too. Like, when you have to cry, you cry. When you have to be harsh, you have to be harsh and all that.
So, Salvador, did you ever yell at your students like Cox yelled at me?
I haven't. But I haven't only been a teacher for 12 years. I don't know what's happening next.
And you're a young man. So are you still teaching English now?
Yes. Yeah. Now we're having these Zoom meetings like with my students too. And I'm working on my own project that is my own English school. And I'm working with all the material and all that. And I'm trying, and I hope to use this as an activity that I can work with my students.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, you should. That's a great idea. By the way, it must have eventually come to Mexico, because Donald and I did a trip to Mexico City.
That was season two.
In Guadalajara. So it must have eventually been translated and come, right?
Yeah, but you wanted
to watch it in English. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. And to be like caught up like in the United States, because you watch the videos like next week in the United States. And it's like, oh, I want to be like caught up like now on Netflix, HBO, and et cetera. That is like every day, every week is like worldwide. Like, you have to be like that, like on the internet. Like,
you must have noticed, because you're fluent in both languages, you must have noticed some funny places where the things didn't translate perfectly and they had to adapt it, right?
Yeah, totally. I really, 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 I've been bilingual, like, probably all my life, like, since I was like 8 or 9 years old. So, like, that helped me a lot, like, getting the puns. Like the jokes, like on Scrubs, like that's like very, 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 like it makes it funnier, actually.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. Right on.
Well, that's awesome, man. We're very glad to have you. And we love hearing that it was popular in other countries. And Donald and I have had a lot of fun in Mexico multiple times. He gets woozy there because he drinks too much and he gets woozy.
I got so drunk in Mexico.
He doesn't know how to pace him. One thing about Donald, he doesn't pace well in Mexico. He goes hard. He goes hard and he's done by 1.
Oh my gosh.
PM.
And like several times. Mexico City, Cabo San Lucas. No, it doesn't matter. Anywhere.
Guadalajara.
Yeah, I got fucked up. Excuse my language, teacher.
Yeah, don't curse in front of the teacher, ass face.
No, it's okay.
Oh boy.
Yeah, he said it's okay, dicklick.
Listen, I have vagina nose.
Hold on a second. Sorry, you call me a vagina nose. Shut up, twat ears.
Whoa, wow.
Oh my gosh.
I want to take your ears and put them like a twat for my body.
I have never been called twat ears.
I'm
so sorry, Salvador, that you had to hear me called twat ears.
You know why I call you twat ears? Because I want to take your ears and just fuck them.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I got to tell you something. Remember I mentioned the 8-year-old on my on Cheap by the Dozen that loves? Well, he came up to me and he goes, thank you so much for mentioning me on the podcast. It was last week's episode. I was like, you're listening to the podcast? And he's like, yeah, I love it so much. It's so funny. And I'm like, I should have a little chat with your mom about this.
I'm so sorry, children. Oh, no.
All right, Salvador, what's your question, please? For Donald or for me, Mr. Twatiers?
Actually, it's for like both of you. Like, there was a Friends reunion, right? And it was like super big, broke the internet and obviously, and all that. Like, is there going to be a Scrubs reunion like that? And if so, what are like some of the guest people? Like, there have to be like, they're a must.
The problem with the Scrubs reunion is that the hospital doesn't exist anymore. Like the main one of the main characters of the show is completely gone. And so it would be really hard to recreate, you know, the nurse's station,
But I mean, they could build a set. That's not what's stopping us from doing.
No, but I'm saying that was a big thing. Like the big thing about the, from what I understand from, cause you know, I'm not a huge fan of Friends, but my wife loved the show. And she said it was really emotional for her to watch them walk into the apartment and walk into the boy's apartment and into the, you know, and she said that was a big, you know, those sets were huge for that show. And, you know, I just feel like we'd be doing a disservice if we just sat in a room, a black room or a whatever color room, and talk about the show and we're not in the hospital anymore.
Scrubs, the black room reunion. Yeah, we could do a trip to Mexico. I think, Salvador, what's more likely, what I'm actively working on is me and Donald and Bill doing a project together.
Yeah.
I'd love to do it. We get asked this question a lot. I'd love to do something with the whole gang from Scrubs. If we can, if someone can line it up. I think probably the biggest thing that impedes it is that Bill Lawrence, who would have to do the whole thing, is so busy.
So Sarah.
No, I'm saying that we could all, as actors, we could schedule 2 months, whatever, to be in a Scrubs thing, of course. But Bill, who would have to create it, is so swamped that I just don't, to be frank, I don't see it happening anytime soon. But I'm really working on this top secret project for me, Donald, and Bill that I'm really excited about. I think that's to me, that's more realistic to happening anytime soon. Right, Donald?
I agree with you. I think that's probably the way you would see a reunion, whether it be, you know, Zach and I putting together a show and then bringing everybody from Scrubs at one point onto the show.
Right.
Or you know, me maybe, or us maybe guest starring on one of their shows.
We're going to do another live show, though. And we could have, we were thinking about having one of our co-stars on. Who should we have on? Should it be Johnny C or Sarah? Who should we have, Donald?
I mean, if we could have them both on, that'd be great.
Hold on. Daniel?
Yes.
Timpani, please.
Timpani.
All right. Thank you, Timpani. August 6th, we're going to do another live show.
Yay!
Yes! Thunderous applause, Daniel. Thunderous applause.
I got it, Daniel. There you go. We should let us know. I know what your answer is if you're listening. You want both. So we'll try for both.
Let's see how many we can. Well, you know what?
No, I think I really feel like when you get too many people on you know, a call, it gets a little crazy.
It gets a little complicated.
I think two of them would be great. If not, if one of them's not available, maybe one of them.
Yeah.
But that's the answer, Salvador. That's the best answer we have.
Okay. That's an amazing answer.
What's your next question? Or do you have another question?
I do. It's like a little improvised, and I'm sorry for my English. I'm really
your English
nervous.
Is perfect. Your English is
great.
We were just talking before you got on about how we're jealous of bilingual and trilingual people, and your English is flawless. So so you should feel confident about it.
Thank you very much. Now that everyone is working like in individual things, sorry, and all that, how difficult is like to find the same relationship that you have that you had on Scrubs? Like obviously Zach and Donna, like your best friends, like from the show, like you met there. Like now that you're working, like how do you find how difficult it is? Like, oh, maybe now in this technology era that everyone's on Twitter, on Instagram, like when they have free time, how difficult it is like to get to know people like more naturally than when you were.
Right. I get what you're saying.
I don't. Tell me what
he's saying. He's saying when you go and do other shows and other projects, is it easy for you to make friends? And are making, when you do make those friends, is it lasting like you and I's relationship?
That's a good question. Yeah. You want to answer first?
Sure. You know, I've made quite a few friends through work. Nothing is strong as Zach and my bond. Like we have something special, but you know, you don't expect that when you work with people. Justin Long is somebody whom I truly, truly enjoy talking to. And when we're in the same city, I want to hang out with him. There are a few other people that are like that, you know, none like Zach though. Zach, that's a special situation. Like our parents have met, you know, we're kind of married in a way, you know what I mean? It's very much like Turk and JD in real life. But as far as making friends, it's easy to make friends as long as you guys, you know, especially when you're all in it to win it, you know, like I love Dove Cameron. I think she's a great, young actress, and You know, I love Chloe Bennett. I think she's a great young actress. And Yana, the girls that I did the Powerpuff Girls pilot with. And I hope we get an opportunity to do that just so I can get to know them better. Because, you know, when you meet special people, you want to cultivate the relationship.
I will say to that, Salvador, this was such a rare experience because we spent 9 years together. And it just doesn't happen that many times in an actor's life that you spend that much time with the same people. Usually go, if you do a movie, maybe it's 2 months. If you do a show, it might be a couple seasons or something. But it's a very rare experience to be on a show this long and get to know people this well. And now what's bizarre in COVID is the crew is all covered not only in masks, but in face shields. So you don't even see people's faces.
Yeah,
it's very hard to get to know and get close to the crew. Hoping that will end this year, but you know, where we, Donald and I, talk about how close we got to the crew and how much we loved our crew, and we were all friends and we'd go to bars together and we would be so social and love them. It's a bizarre experience as I'm doing Cheaper by the Dozen, where you don't even really know what people's faces look like.
Yep,
like yeah. You really, they're behind a mask and then a facial. You see their eyes. Our A camera operator pulled off his mask the other day outside, and I was like, "You have a mustache!" Like,
right?
I just had never seen his face, and I spent all day long with the guy.
You would think you know what they look like. That's the thing that's real talk right there, Zach. Like, you see all of these cartoons where the ladies are covered from, or you know, movies where the ladies, or maybe even your real life where the ladies cover their whole face, and all you could see is their eyes and everything like that. You don't know what's under that. You fall in love with the eyes, and all of a sudden, she takes it down, and you could be like, that is not what I thought you looked like. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sometimes the eyes don't match with the mouth, with the rest
of
the
face. Not at all.
Or your brain made up what the rest of the face looks like.
Looks like, yeah.
And it could be like, sometimes you're like, okay, I didn't know you looked like that. You know?
Right. Absolutely. When I did the L Word this year. It comes out in August for everybody who are L Word fans. And we did on set, everybody except for the actors had to wear a face mask and shield or face mask and goggles. And I saw one of the people that I talk to every day eating lunch without her face mask on. And the reason why I was able to recognize her was because I pretended I couldn't see the mouth and nose, and I just stared at her eyes for a really hard second. And I was like, oh, shit, what's up? You know?
It's the crazy thing is when crew members come up to you, they're like, hey, man, remember me from that other project? And you're like, bro, I'm sorry. I don't recognize your eyes. And you feel like a jerk. You don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but you're like, I don't know who you're from your eyes.
Like when I have like a friend request on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, I have like to put up like my finger like in the bottom part of the picture. So like, oh, of course, is that this guy that I met right the other day? Like, oh my God, it's so crazy.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Have you tried the new Target Circle? It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. And try the new Target Circle 360. It's for the VIP Target shoppers. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Donald. I think it's time for Mexico's favorite segment.
It's time to arreglar
tu
vida.
All right, Salvador, go ahead. How can we fix your life today, sir?
Okay, so both of you, like through the podcast, I know that you're very nice people. Like, actors, you're like, no, I mean, because you have like fans like all over the world and you're like very nice, very supportive.
Well, we love our fans.
So I would like, and you can, and I know that you're very nice people. Like, and I think of myself as a nice person.
You are, I can tell.
Thank you very much.
And also you dedicated your life to being a teacher, which says a lot about you.
Thank you. And that's the thing, like when I try to meet a girl, I end up being like I give like a friend vibe and I always end up in the friend zone.
Oh, you get friend zoned.
Yeah.
It's the classic friend zone problem.
Yeah. So I was like, how can I come across like, I'm not a douchebag, but at the same time, I don't want to be like, oh, but I'm always a friend.
Right.
I hear you.
Oh,
well,
man.
This is the perfect episode.
Yeah,
for
you
that.
Picked a good episode because this
Dr.
is about
Cox.
This-
Dr. Cox gives great advice to Elliot on how to do that. You know, maybe don't be so accessible.
Okay.
You know?
You're giving him the same advice Dr. Cox gives Elliot.
I agree. There's just something about mystery that makes you more intriguing. And the more the more you're accessible, the more the person has the opportunity to get to know you on their terms, and you want them to get to know you on your terms. I want you to know me as we go along. I don't want to give too much away. At least
Salvador,
that's what I've learned.
Salvador, there's a classic Groucho Marx quote, I would never want to be a part of any club that would have me as a member. and I think that's a lot like dating, is that we humans, when someone likes us, we're like, what's wrong with them? What's the matter with them that they're into me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I think.
Yep, completely. That's why I have to say, like, Gardens, I just broke up with a girlfriend.
Oh, dude, that's what this really is.
No,
you
no,
just
no, no,
broke
no.
up I mean, with somebody and now you got desperate all on you
no,
when
no.
you meet all
not
these
really.
Other girls.
No. Like, no.
The thing
he's holding up the Garden State DVD, Donald. Yeah. Don't interrupt him. Go ahead.
the thing that happened.
Just put on the soundtrack, dude, and then slowly do the yawn move with your arm.
That has helped me. I rewatched it like 2 months ago and I was like, oh my God, that really, really, really like. Except the happy ending part, but the rest of the movie is like really what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But she had like the losing a member of the family part.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like emotionally available, but a little damaged in some other way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but and that like that's the thing like took us apart. But
so how long have you been single?
7 months.
Okay, well, first of all, it's been COVID, and it's been
that's
7
hard.
Months, so you got to give yourself some excuses. It's been very hard for any single person to get out there and meet people. But, my first advice is just give yourself lots of opportunities, because you can't just like have one opportunity to flirt with a woman and then a week or something and then it works or it doesn't work, and then you're kind of, you know, you need lots of chances, so you have to put yourself out there. Are you on dating apps and stuff like that?
Not at the moment, because I'm an English teacher, so there are like some students in the apps too, so I don't want like
Well, that's not fair though. I don't think you should block yourself from the opportunity to meet someone, because I'm sure there's plenty of teachers on the American apps.
I'm not saying step to your students. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, of course, don't hit on your students. You sound like you're smart enough not to know that.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, you know, I don't think that should preclude you from allowing to participate in the way that most young people are dating these days. That's not fair to yourself.
Okay, yeah.
And then I think when you do meet someone, Donald's right. I think people like mystery. They don't want to, like, I think you might be getting friend zoned if you're just like always available and always accessible and always texting right back and always like the buddy who's available. You know, even if you have to play a little bit of a game, it's a gentle game, in that people like there to be a game. They like there to be a little bit of a challenge. They like there to be mystery. And I do think you do. It's like fishing a bit. You got to like throw it out and then reel it in a little bit and then let it go and then reel it in a little bit. Right, Tom? Is that a good analogy?
Oh, no, I love that. I love that you agreed with me, because I think, you know, my wife played that game to a T on, like, she worked so well. She worked me like, you know, she played me like a fiddle and made it so, it was like, I would be like, I like you. And she'd be like, I like you too, but not right now. We can't do this right now. Mm. Maybe next time.
That made him want her more.
And it was like, okay, well, I know she likes me. Next time I see her, I'm going to go harder. And she'd be like, whoa, calm down. But maybe next time I see you,
okay,
it's going to work, you know? And, you know, and that went on for about a year, where every time I saw her, I pushed up and she told me, no, now's not the right time. I'm working, but next time I see you, I'm sure it'll be the right time. And it just worked. And
it kept him thinking about her
all the time. Now she calls me daddy. The thing is,
though.
Wow. Oh.
Wow.
We went there.
Okay. I love it. Hey, another thing, Salvador, is use your strengths. You are, your English is incredible. You're fully bilingual. You have a great job. I mean, I think you can find a way to accentuate things that are special and unique about you. Not a lot of people are fully bilingual like you are. I think that's a really cool thing. I don't know exactly how you use it for your best advantage, but you know, take what's good about you, what you feel confident about in yourself, your interests, things that you're good at, things you love doing, and use those. So for me, I love the theater. So when I was dating, and in fact, in my first dates with Florence too, I would take her to the theater because it was my happy place. It's what I loved so much. I wanted to share something I loved so much with someone I really was crazy about. And then we connected over that. And then we had and then you go out for a drink after and you have so much to talk about. So find what that kind of thing is for you, where you feel you're most confident and your most ability to talk about it and be passionate about it. And I think passion in that way really lights people up. It's attractive to watch someone so excitedly talk about something that they're interested in.
Also, at the end of the day, dude, you're a handsome guy. You got a full head of hair. Like,
right.
You know,
you
know, you got a great smile. Go for yours, man.
Yeah, don't, be confident.
Don't. It's 7 months in COVID. Just remember that, you know? Yeah.
Be easy on yourself. And just put on Garden State and just say
when all else fails, yeah. Netflix and chill, buddy.
I do have the DVD also. Remember the Titans.
Yeah, but that's not upstairs. That's not a good courtship movie. We don't.
No, it's not. But I just.
What are you talking about?
It's a good gay courtship movie if you're a gay guy. Maybe.
Wait a second.
Do you want to snuggle and watch Ryan Gosling's abs?
Ryan Gosling doesn't show his abs.
Isn't there a locker room scene where he's shirtless?
No. I'm sure.
What did I
buddy.
Masturbate to? Oh, you.
Yes. There you go.
Oh, no.
Now you remember. I don't appreciate. I want you all to know Ryan Gosling was a liability for the team. Okay, let's just put that out there. He was a liability for the team. He couldn't guard a snail.
All right.
And I stepped in and saved the day.
I love that you're still harping on this.
There's a tradition in Mexico that every Super Bowl Sunday, two or three networks TV, like, they put Remember the Titans before the game.
See, and it's, that's
what
that's awesome.
Tradition that I watch it, even though I know the dialogues, I know like all of that is like, it's amazing. It's like,
does Donald, the guy who dubs Donald, does he sound anything like Donald?
I don't watch movies in Spanish.
Oh, of course you don't. Of course right you don't. You bad.
I would be so pissed off if the dude was like, ¿Cómo se llama?
That happens.
Petey Jones, ¿cómo se llama?
Yeah. By the way, there is definitely, it's a funny thing, like, because I've traveled, especially when Scrubs was on all the time, and when I traveled and would see it dubbed, and I would laugh so much at how different the voices were from us.
Yep. Yeah. It's like, and sometimes like they adapt the jokes to Spanish, Latin American Spanish, that is not the same as Spain Spanish. It's not like, and it's like, they try so hard to make the joke. And then when you listen in English, like even with Spanish subtitles, it's like, oh yeah, it's better.
Yeah, I'm sure. But only few people, like with your
ability,
skill at your, yeah, your skill at languages can have that luxury. All right. I think we did it. You're welcome, Salvador. Please let Joelle know how it goes. Send Joelle a picture of you and your gorgeous new girlfriend when you find her. And we'll be happy to give you some pats on the
back. You kind of look like Bruno Mars, bro. Does anybody ever tell you that?
No, you never.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you should feel confident. You're going to do very well with the ladies. And the world's opening. You'll be able to get back out there. All right, you can stay on to the end because I think we did it, Donald.
We did the show. Yeah, absolutely.
Joelle, do you feel like we did it? Daniel, anything to say?
It was great.
Sounds good to me. I apologize for the high-pitched whine if it's there.
Yeah, if you hear the high-pitched whine, blame Daniel.
He couldn't figure it out.
You can slide into your DM.
He had an hour and 11 minutes to figure it out, and he could not figure it out.
He pushed every little button.
Hey, at least I watched Solos.
Yes. Oh, let's end on that note.
Daniel,
did you like it?
This fucker.
Your directing was excellent. I thought it was an excellent episode. It's an anthology, so I have to watch the rest of them. But I thought what you put together with what was a lot of emotional range to go through in 30 minutes, I thought was great.
Thank you.
And so he had the great Anne Hathaway.
I mean,
it's pretty easy when you got great Anne Hathaway doing your stuff.
Listen, she is one very talented actress, and
absolutely, dude, are you kidding me? Yes.
Oh my god,
she won an Oscar she won an Oscar from a trailer. The trailer won her the Oscar for Les Mis, man. The fucking trailer.
Also, the fact that he never cuts off of her face as she sings that solo, and
that's
I'm getting goosebumps on my legs thinking about it. Anyway.
That was the trailer.
So good.
She won an Oscar from you saw that shit and you were like, well, she's gonna win that shit this year for sure.
Mm-hmm.
She's extraordinary. And when you ever do watch Solos, it's sort of a masterclass because she's playing. Well, I don't want to give spoilers, but you'll see.
She does a lot.
She's fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. Salvador, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Will be back next time with more fun and laughter. We care about you. We love you. Stay safe. Be kind. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of dogs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's the stories that you all should know.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at Target.com/circle card.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.